that people make out of sugar cane?
Syrup.
Any other name for that?
Oh, they make molasses. Is this molasses?
Okay. What's the difference? Or is it?
Molasses is much more consistent, much thicker.
Mm-hmm.
And syrup would be, I guess it would be of equal sweetness.
Have you ever heard them call long sweetening and short sweetening?
Yeah.
If you wanted to buy some syrup and molasses, what would it come in?
Probably a plastic bottle. Nothing special.
Did you ever hear that called a stand?
No.
And something that flour would come in?
A sack.
Made out of?
Paper, I'd say.
What would you call something similar to that made out of cloth?
A sack.
Okay. Do you ever use the word bag?
Not for anything that... I'm thinking, working at the restaurant, I'm thinking of quantity, like over 25 pounds, and anything over 25 pounds would definitely be a sack.
Mm-hmm.
A bag would be much smaller.
What if you bought something at the store?
That would be the largest thing you'd have, would be a grocery bag. That'd be the largest bag.
Mm-hmm. The bag or sack that's made out of that rough brown material?
Burlap.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that? The bag or sack?
Probably no distinction, still a sack.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it what kind of sack?
A burlap sack.
Do you ever hear any other name?
No.
What about toe sack or croaker sack or gunny sack?
I've heard all three, but never used in direct reference to a burlap sack.
Where have you heard them?
I don't know, just in literature, I think.
How do those words sound to you? Do they sound country, or do they just sound kind of foreign?
Croak sack and gunny sack. A gunny sack sounds like something that you carry chickens from market. And that's the only impression I get from that. Croak sack would be much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Something to carry an animal in.
And something that's a big wooden thing that say pickles would come in. Or
a barrel.
Okay.
Or a tub.
What are the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood?
Staves.
And to hold the staves, though? Metal?
Bands.
Any other names of bands?
No.
What about those, a toy that you play with? It's a hula?
Hula hoop.
Okay. Did you ever hear the bands called?
Hoops. Yeah.
And something that beer comes in?
A keg.
What do you call the thing you turn to get the beer out?
A nozzle.
Okay. What about at the kitchen sink, what you turn?
A spigot, I guess.
Okay. And out in the yard?
It'd be a spigot, too.
Did you ever use the term faucet?
Yeah, that's the one I was searching for a second. Yeah, okay. Faucet would be definitely the one inside. Outside, it would be between a spigot and a faucet. Probably. I guess probably faucet would be used more than spigot. Yeah, probably.
Say if there was a tree limb or something across the road and it was too heavy for you to just pick up and carry. You'd say you took hold of it and you...
dragged it.
Okay. You say we've already...
dragged it.
Hmm?
Dragged it.
Okay, and you say you take hold of it and you...
drag it.
Do you ever use the word drug?
No.
Drug it off?
Mm-mm. Not in natural speech. If I was talking to somebody I was self-conscious about, I'd probably say, you drug it away.
How does drug sound to you?
Kind of proper, but kind of unnatural.
Mm-hmm. Would you say drug is a preter, or as a past tense? I mean, we drug it, or we have drug it, or what?
It was drug.